الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we talk about its historical background. Why was that revealed and what was the situation, what was the sabab of nuzul of that very verse of the Holy Quran? Any account that is related to that ayah and what were the circumstances at that very moment when this ayah was revealed? Today we've got a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran, inshallah, we'll be discussing that. A great amount of knowledge will be there for you to learn. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Dawat Barakatuhu al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember another beautiful important point, the more intentions you can add, the more reward you can attain for a particular task or any good deed you perform. So add as many good intentions as possible, inshallah, to attain higher reward. Respecting viewers, as I earlier mentioned, today we'll be talking about one beautiful verse from the Holy Quran. And today the verse we have selected is from Surah Ali Imran, verse number 173. Let's listen its recitation first.
الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
These are the individuals who were told by others, people have gathered an army for you, so fear them. So their faith became stronger and they said, Allah is sufficient for us and what an excellent disposer of affairs He is, no doubt. SubhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Tafsir Salatul Jalan mentions its Shani Nuzul, the sabab of Nuzul, reason of its revelation. It is mentioned that when the Battle of Uhud was completed, at that very moment when Abu Sufyan was going back, at that very time he proclaimed and said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that next year at this very place we will fight with you. So this is what he made the statement. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had replied in response to that, Insha'Allah, by the will of Allah. When that very time arrived, Abu Sufyan, he took some people of Ahle Makkah, he took people of Makkah, and he started his journey to fight. As he had said, when he left, he was captured by the fear which was put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people, they decided to return back without fighting. At that very moment, Abu Sufyan, he met with Nu'aym bin Mas'ud, who had come to perform Umrah. Abu Sufyan told him, Oh Nu'aym, this is the very time when our fight with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been agreed. But right now, I feel that I should not go to fight. and I return. But if you go to Medina and with sound strategy, if you stop people of Medina to come in the battlefield, if you stop with some sound strategy, then for this task, I will give you 10 camels. When Nu'aym reached Medina, he saw that Muslims were preparing for the war which was agreed. After seeing this, he said to the Muslims that, "Are you going and preparing for the war with the people of Mecca? But beware that they have prepared a very big army for you. And remember, if you go and fight with them, you will be destroyed. Nobody will be left behind within you." This is how he tried to give them a fear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard, he said, "By Allah, I will definitely go, even if no one goes with me." Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took 70 sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and he started reciting, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel." And he reached at the place called Badr. He stayed 8 days there. They had stock which they brought for the trade, and they, alhamdulillah, Muslims sold that stock, whatever they had, and they had so much profit in those 8 days. And with peace, they returned back to Medina Tayyibah, and there was no war which happened then. As Abu Sufyan and people of Mecca had returned back to Makkatul Mukarramah because of the fear they had in their hearts, and because of this account, this very ayah was revealed, which I just read before you. Let's listen its translation again. These are the individuals who were told by others, "People have gathered an army for you, so fear them." So their faith became stronger, and they said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent disposer of affairs he is." No doubt, this account is also known as Badr-e Sughra. And we can also understand the status of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. When they were given the fear that the opponent army has got a very big, big army, but this did not stop them. They did not have any fear. Instead, they became more brave. What a beautiful phrase to recite, that "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel." Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent disposer of affairs he is. Respect viewers of Badr-e Channel, that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, inshallah. Next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran.